get or he was good treated, so he commit and then
绝大多数人说端午节呢，它是起源于一位非常著名的历史人物屈原，他没有办法实现他的人生的意义或者是目标吧，所以他就自杀了。
Yeah, but I have a little bit other impression of this festival.
但我对于端午这个节庆啊，有另外一个印象。
Of course, this historical issue, somehow have a relationship, strong relationship.
当然呢，它其实和这个历史事件呢，也是有强烈的，一个关联的，紧密的关联的。
But we also have to know before, Ding Ding told me in our meeting that this time of the year, when she goes to the field.The plants growing up so fast.
之前呢，丁丁跟我们提到过一点，就是他的观察，在这个端午前后，等到他下到田地里面去的时候，他发现庄稼长得非常的快。
Yes, that means if all the life.Or life energy or life force,
这也就意味着
so rapidly,
当这生命力它发展的或者是生命力的作用如此的强烈，生命生长如此快的迅速的话
，That means, for example, other, maybe polarity like something, for example, mold or, Cabina? Mold. Huh? For example, now I'm still staying in Okinawa. Even
refrigerator.就算我把蔬菜放进冰箱里，在冰箱里它们都能长霉。
Yes, that means everything gets very fast and stronger.
也就是说，在这个时期呀，一切都变得非常的迅速，而且呢，它作用也变得更加强烈了。
And this time of the year, I read in the internet in China used to call the month of the dokuna poison. Is that right?
在 yes, yes,
yes.
其实呢，在中国的网上啊，这个月就阴历的五月也被称为毒物非常强的一个有毒的月份。
Yeah, I think this we have to maybe, in our, you know, conscious.In focusing.
我觉得这个大家也应该放到意识当中去，要关注一下这个为什么会有这样的说法。
I told maybe this group or the other group, I don't remember. Now where I am living in this villa from the doctor's house.
我已经不记得有没有跟大家提到过了，或者是在其他的场合讲过。就我现在居住的地方呢，其实是这个医生他。家的别院
There's so many insects.
这里有好多好多不同的那昆虫
yeah, in,
各种虫子
I live with insects and worms and moles.
我现在呢就是和昆虫和这样的蠕虫或者是说和那些霉菌一起生活着
Yes, andMaybe this actually has a basic background of this festival.
有可能啊，这一切也都是处在这个端午节的背景之下的。
So that people get conscious about this strong life energy in
他们
both way,
都是为了让人们很清晰的
so to speak,
去看到。 这强大的生命力不仅仅是以健康的方式，同时还以这种对人们而言可能是所谓有毒的方式，让人们去感受到这种生命力的强盛。
And yesterday, when some
繁盛，昨天有些人可能也参加了我和小野寺医生的对谈，公开讲座。
The virus is not only such thing that it will make us the disease as a disease, or sometimes until the death.
我们提到病毒啊，它不仅仅是会让人们生病，甚至会造成人类死亡。
But it also sometimes help and support us. For example, when the pregnancy.Certain virus supporting the mother so that she can get the incarnation of the baby without any problem.
举例子来说吧，这些病毒它们不仅仅会让人们生病，让人们甚至死亡，它有的时候也会帮助人类。就比如说哺乳动物，一个母亲她要孕育一个孩子是通过胎盘的，但是胎盘的形成其实也正是由于有病毒才在人类进化途中产生了，哺乳动物的进化中间产生了胎盘，诞生了胎盘。
So in this time of the year, such polarity gets strongest.
所以呢，在这样一年的这个时节，我们会看到这样的极性变得愈加分明了，两极性。
For example, also day and the day get longest and night.
举例来说，我们逐渐要来到一个白天最长，但是夜晚时长最短的这么一个日子。
Strong to polarity.
这个在这个地方，我们也能看到两种非常强烈的极性对比。
Or when you go out,
you
see the strongest sunlight.
当你出门的时候，你会遇见最耀眼的阳光。
Yeah. Last few days when I go out,
在过去几天当中
before the sunrise,
我在日出前出去散步，等到太阳升起之后
，and sun is so strong.
这个太阳真的是太强烈了。
And if you see the shadow is so dark.
你在这个时候去看阳光下的影子，你会发现这个时候的影子是颜色非常深的。
Even if you go to a little bit north, so
就算你往北，
比
如说在座如果有北方人的话。
They can also experience this very strongly.
连北方人也能够强烈的体验到这一点。
As I experienced when I in Hokkaido or in the
European, 就像我在北海道，
like,
在北欧国家，
like、Germany or something,
比如说德国的某一些地方所体验到的一样。
Light is strong, darkness is strong.
光变得非常强烈，但是暗也变得非常的强烈。
Life is strong, death is strong.
生命很非常强大，而死亡在这时也非常的强大。
Nourishment strong, poison is strong.
滋养变得强大，但是毒性也变得强大。
I think this is actually the fundamental base.Of the Tango Festival, I think.
我认为这就是端午这个节庆它的基础所在。
Yes, maybe I can already take a look at Sol Calendar.
Okay, 我们先看一看心灵日历吧。
是。So because the people in the European country, they also feel this.This strong light and the strong darkness very
因为欧洲的人们他们也在这个时候去体验到了非常强烈的光与暗。
So I'm sure some of you also taking the Soul Calendar course.
我相信可能在座也有一些人在参加我们心灵日历的课程。
Yeah. So 11. Here.
在这里。
It says. Did you also write in Chinese?
Yes.
Okay. So, you will know, you will know,
你将会认识到
recognize,
你会认识到，对。
The clever, yeah, how do you call it? The clever report from the nature.
这聪明的讯息应该是、啊、来自于自然的报告。
So it comes this word, recognition.
这个词认识出现了。
Which actually should come from the thinking.
而这认识实际上是来自于思考的。
But actually, this time of the year, we are learning in the soul calendar. The thinking goes behind.
这个时节，我们之前学到思考隐藏到了背后，而感觉来到了台前。
Now all of a sudden we have this.
可是现在
，thinking also comes in the front line.
思考它又一次的出现到了台前。
Yeah. Then, at the end we will know. Because
最后
，here it said.
在这里讲到
，I lose the human self.
我失去了作为人的自我，但是我找到了世界的自我。
So I lose the thinking
in
the human, but
我失去了作为人的思考，但是我获得了宇宙的思考。
So sensation gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and
we realize 感觉变得越来越强烈。
Some of the truth of the
我们。
Sensation.
我们的感觉触及到了宇宙的真理。
Yes. So in one week before, I also showed the aphorism.
在此之前有一周
the nature is so beautiful,
我也给大家看了一下那一段真言。
We have to see
the beauty.自然变得如此的美，让我停步，不让我驻足站立，我没有办法往前走了。
So we also sense our existence strongly.
而我们在这时也强烈的感觉到了自我的存在。
So then I also can.Remember, so if you some of you also taking the lyric course,
然后也让我想起，如果在座有人在参加我们诗歌的课的话
，this old way of the 33 is the big fish.
李白的《古风三十三首》，他讲的是在空中飞翔的大鱼鲲。
Yeah.Well, in maybe this 33 we can also send.
Yeah, now sending. Okay.
This poem actually come from the Songxi.
它这首诗呢，其实它最初点是来出自于庄子。
This reminds me of the Japanese Tango Festival.
这首诗让我想起了日本的端午节。
Yeah. Did everybody see the video which was
seen? We already announced the please see the video, but I don't know if everybody see already, but we announced the please see the video.
Mm-hmm. So how many of you saw?
好，请问在座大家有几个人看了视频的？ 看了吗？ Actually, many already.
Many of you, okay.
Yeah.
So if somebody not yet...
Oh. 如果还有人没有看的话，可不可以用另外一个设备看一下？
Maybe at least we can show the picture, then...
The picture, then, okay. How can I show the picture?
Yeah, I can send some...
Okay, okay, please, please, please.
Somewhere.
好，那我们...
Already sending somebody or not?
No, actually no.
Okay. Okay. Now. I have now.
Thank you.
Okay, sent already.
好，老师发了图片。
Can see?
Yes, yes, could see.
Yeah, this is what I every year experienced when I was in childhood.
这其实也是我从小每年都会 体验的都会经历的一个节庆。
So, as a child,
作为孩子，大家可以想象一下。
In such a sunny May,
你在
sunny sky,
五月的如此晴朗的天空中。
Yeah, you see such gigantic carp.
你会看到。
In the
这么巨型的鲤鱼飞在空中。Yeah,
so this is actually when I saw when I read this 33.
这也是在我
remember
这古风33首的时候呢，让我想起了我的童年时代。
And this Japanese festival, of course, originated in China.
当然，这个日本的节庆就是起源于中国的。So
I thought always in China also do.
所以，我总以为在中国也会有这样的旗。
Yeah, then I heard you didn't. You don't.
结果听说中国并没有。
The festival came to Japan and somehow
可能是这个节庆，它来到日本之后，以它自己的方式得以发展形成的这个习俗吧。But
anyhow, this carp,
但不管怎么说，
in the air,
这飞在空中的鲤鱼
also reminds me of the dragon.
它也让我想起了龙。
So. The carp here again becomes dragon.
鲤鱼在这里也是变成了龙的。
Yeah. In China,
在中国。
You have many opportunities in year to see the dragon.
大家年当中有很多的机会，会各种各样的方式看到龙的出场。
Yeah, so China is almost like a nation of the dragon.
所以中国可以算是龙的国度。
But this dragon issue actually exists all over the world.
这龙啊，不仅仅是存在于中国，其实存在于世界的各个地方。
Yes, and maybe I can tell one of the Asian, how do you call the legend?
有可能我也可以讲一讲一个亚洲的关于龙的传说。
Yeah, so the sometimes dragon comes as a snake.
有时候龙它是会以蛇的形象出现的。
Yeah, for example, in Thailand.
举例来说，在泰国，他们
for the snake and dragon, not
他们用于表述龙和蛇，其实是用同一个字，叫做 naga.
Yeah, naga comes from Sanskrit naga.
Naga 它其实是来自于梵文的 naga.
Yeah, this is actually the dragon god in the Hinduism.
它其实正是在印度教里面的蛇神。
So like so this dragon tradition still carried in a Buddhism tradition.
所以像这样
like Naga
龙的习俗，它在佛教文化当中延续了下来，变成了在泰国的这个 Naga。
So I think most of you or all of you read this dragon temple story, right?
Maybe no? If the new participants, they haven't.
Okay. So, ask Dindin if
he
can also show this dragon.
那个dragon temple, right?
Later, yeah, later.
OK, 龙之寺的故事可能在课后也给大家展示一下吧。
好的。
So in Thailand Buddhism tradition,
所以在泰国的这么一个佛教传统当中，
when the people wants to become a monk or actually most of the people once in a lifetime they have to become a monk.
其实在泰国有这么一个习俗，就是每个人在他的一生当中都应该出家一次。
All the male person has to go to
the temple. 当然这是所有的男性，所有的男性都应该出家。但是不仅是男性，其实女性也是推荐大家可以向大家建议，如如果有机会的话，可以去寺院当一段时间的尼姑。
So, when they become a monk or nun, they receive
所以呢,
certain initiation ceremony.
当他们要成为和尚或尼姑的时候呢，他们就需要去经历一系列的密仪的仪式。
But one day before they receive this ceremony.They wear whole costume white.
但是在他们进行这些仪式的前一天，所有人都要穿上全白的一身衣服。
Yeah, and this white costume is supposed to be a white dragon or white snake.
而这白色的衣服其实就代表的是白色的龙或白色的蛇。
Because in this traditional dragon temple story, the dragon wished to be a monk.
因为在这么一 个传统的关于龙之四的故事当中呢，这一条龙它一直渴望着，它一直有一个心愿，就是它想要成为僧侣。
But Holy Buddha told him, because
但
you are not
是，
a human, you cannot be a monk.
佛陀告诉他说，因为你并非人类，所以你没有办法成为僧侣。
So the snake or dragon decided himself not become a monk, but so that he can go to the heaven, this rising as a rising dragon. And support and guard the temple and the people.
所以呢，这条龙它下了一个决心，就是它将下决心不再成为僧侣，而是升上天空，成为一条升龙，在天上去保护这世间，保护这寺院，保护人们。
So in Thai tradition. They become dragon first, one day before,
所以呢，在
with white clothes,
夏
white
国
snake.
泰国的传统当中呢，他们在成为僧侣的前一天，每个人都要成为这白色的龙或白色的蛇。
And next day, they become a monk.
第二天，他们再成为僧侣。
Yeah. And this is actually very interesting, the custom in Thailand.
这其实是泰国的一个非常有意思的习俗。
Then we can also go to Cambodia.
接下来，我们也可以看一看柬埔寨。
In Cambodia, they have also this over there very famous legend of the dragon. Or snake goddess with the king Jaya Varman.
在柬埔寨，他们也流传着一个非常著名的关于龙神或是蛇神这一位女神与他们的国王哲野跋摩之间的故事。
When this Jaya Varman king wanted to how do you call fight against the Vietnam Empire.
当时呢，国王哲也跋摩他要与越南王国去作战。
The most important issue is which country can control the water of the Mekong River.
当时最终重要的获胜的关键就在于哪一个王国，哪一个国王能够去真正掌握湄公河。
So this stream of Mekong River, they understood as a power stream of the dragon.
他们把湄公河认为是来自于龙神力量范围下的一条河流。
So so that he can get this power of the stream, he married with this snake goddess.
而为了要获得这河流的力量，那国王本人就必须要去和女神成婚。
So he gained the control of the river.
和这女神、蛇神和龙神成婚之后，他就能够获得这在这条河上的控制权。
And became a strongest king of the Cambodian Angkor Dynasty's history.
他也成为了在吴哥王朝史上最强大的一个，最强盛的一个王国，最强
But
盛的
at
时期。
the same time, because he married with a snake or dragon, he also get how do you call scalp, not scalp, uroko.
的，
How do you
是
call
啥
什么？
我， sorry, I check. Scale, yes, scale. Or the scale is more often used. Or the other one is the the scale.
Yeah, scale, huh?
Yeah.
He get this scale.
因为他与这位龙神成婚之后呢，他也身上会长，那个来自于蛇的鳞片。他这个鳞片呢，他就会其实是一种疾病，然后这个疾病呢，他是会发烧的皮肤病。然后他会变成。他的皮肤会变成那种红色的，就像长了那个蛇鳞一样的。
Which was how do you call lepra
yeah 也就是后面人们称之为麻风。
Yeah, here we again we can see the strongest life force at the same time we have this strongest disaster.
所以呢，在这个时候，我们也知道，当你获得这强大的力量的时候，它也会带来最强大的灾难。
Highest summit of the empire at the same time.
一个王国繁盛的巅峰状态，却同时也让这个国王得了这种疾病。
And today we already know.This disease wouldn't be so easily infected, but that time people thought it will infect it very easily. So the king has to be isolated all his rest of life by himself.
我们现在知道这个麻风病吧，它其实不一定是特别容易传染的，但是在今天的人当中，但是在那个时代的麻风病是。必须要隔离的，要与世隔绝的，所以呢，这位国王后面就必须要与世隔绝，自己一个人被孤立在他的城堡当中。
Yes, and because he himself became such a disease patient, then he understood the such suffer, so he made the hospital.Throughout the empire,
当时正是由于这位国王他本人患了疾病，他就非常能够理解这些疾病患者们的心情，他们的感受。于是呢，哲也巴摩其实这位国王就在全国各个地方都建立了医院。
So the middle is Angkor Wat and Angkor Palace, and then from this.Middle from the center,
他以吴哥王朝为中心。
All the heaven direction,
以吴哥城为中心。
And other eight directions, 向 sixteen directions,
四面八方，甚至是这十六个方向全部都建立了，他们叫做国王之路。
On this king's road, he established the clinic and the hospitals.
国王之路，沿着这所有的国王之路，他都建立了那些小的诊所和医院。
And this still exists today.
而这样的诊所和医院，虽然不是现在都留存了下来，但是有一些仍然延续了下来，直到今天。
That time, the whole Angkor Empire covered today's whole Cambodia and Thailand, many parts of today's Myanmar, and
吴哥王朝其实不仅仅是在柬埔寨，还包括在泰国以及缅甸的和越南的一些地方都属于吴哥王朝的范围。
So one time I traveled with one German actor friend.
我有一次 和我的一位德国的演员朋友一起在泰国北部旅行。
And we walked together, and he wanted to walk a little bit in a bush, and he got injured.
我们当时呢，走在路上的时候，他想要进树丛里的时候，结果受伤了。
It's the middle in the mountain.
当时我们正在山里，大山正中。
I thought, hey, what can we do?
我当时就想说，哎，这可怎么办？
This injury was a little bit deep.
他伤的还挺深的。
Yeah, that time no mobile phone.
在那个时候又没有手机。
How could we call the ambulance or how
could we
bring him to
the
hospital clinic? I cannot.
才能够叫救护车？
No、cars,
怎么把他带去诊所、
nobody.
去医院？又没有车。又没有人在附近。
You see, this is true story. I still
这是一个真实发生的故事啊！我直到现在都还鲜明的记得。
Then I looked a few ten meters away.
结果呀，我看了一看，几十米外居然有一个小屋，这么一个小屋在山中。
What is this small house?
我当时就想说，这小屋是干嘛的呀？
And I saw somebody is inside of this hut.
然后我发现这小屋里面居然还有人在。
So I told this my friend's actor, his name is Julian.
于是我就告诉我这德国演员朋友，他的名字叫 Julian.
Yeah, Julian, wait here. I will go. Ask these people, maybe we can borrow the telephone, because that time we have only house telephone, no mobile.
然后我说，Julian, 你在这里等一等，我说不定可以去找他们借一个电话，打个电话。那个时候我们都没有手机，当时只能用座机。
I just wondered because in this in the countryside of the North Thailand, maybe there is also no telephone.
当时我就在想，哎，这么一个泰国的乡下地方，说不定他们连座机也都没有呢。
But anyhow, I enter.
但不管怎么说，
house, knock,
我就进了这座小屋，
knock, knock,
就去敲门。敲了门，他们就来开门了。
Do you know what I see?
结果你知道我看到的是什么吗
？There's a nurse.
我发现有护士。
Nurse. So
我心想说。这在这深山里居然还有护士。
And not only nurse, also very beautiful nurse.
而且不仅仅是护士，她是长得非常美丽的护士。
So I thought, oh, wow, this may be some
temptation
from the evil.
这难道是什么恶之诱惑啊？邪恶的诱惑？
Yeah, but anyhow, then...But it was a nurse.
结果我发现确实是护士。
Yeah, and I are you a nurse?
我说您是护士。
She said yes.
她说是的。我能问你做些什么
？Oh, then I bring my friend. He's got deeply injured his leg.
我说我赶紧把我的朋友带来，他的脚受了重伤。
Then I ran to them.Julian, we found.
然后我马上跑步去找我的朋友，说 ：“Julian, 我们找到护士了。”
So I brought him to this hut, and then this nurse.
我就把他带进了小屋。当然，这护士是很专业的。
Oh, deeply injured. Yes.
他说：“啊，你受了这么深的伤。”
Smile with beautiful smile, you know.
一边带着美丽的微笑。
So already get much better because
Julian
so middle is in the mountain beautiful.
他在你想在山中看到一个这么美丽的护士，他自己现在还没有治之前就已经感觉好多了。
And then she said, "Oh, now we have to first 消毒 yeah, 消毒 Then
他说好，我们先消下毒。
We have to sew.
然后要缝针。
Yeah, and then she did it.
然后他就进行了这治疗。
Yeah,
他告诉我们说
after, after 4 or 5 days, you have to take out this.
等四到五天后，你可能需要拆线。
Yeah, and then I asked this nurse.
然后我就问护士说
，Why are you here?
你为什么会在这里啊
？What's this?
我说这是什么地方啊？这个小屋。
他说 ，Jayavarman Seven is established.
这正是舍野跋摩七世建立的。
1000 years ago.
哎
，actually
一千多年前。
Yes, 1000 years ago, about 1000.
大约一千多年前吧。
Yeah. So.So anyhow, sorry, I took too long time for this episode.
抱歉，这个小故事讲了太长时间。
Anyhow, we have this tradition that
不到一千年前，我查了一下。
Yeah.
但是不管怎么说，那个时候是有这样的传统的。
Strong life force, but also this strong the death force.
有着如此强大的生命的力量，但是呢，又有着如此强大的这么一个死亡的力量。
So, actually, this is what I wanted to say.
这其实也是
refer to this.
我想要关于这个端午节庆想要说的。
Yeah, today I also have one story already prepared.
今天呢，我也准备了一个故事。
Chemo is attending or not?
Yes, I saw her, but I saw her sometimes leaving.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, then she can write it down because I just.
请陈木记录一下啦。
I just made it this.
因为刚刚写好，今天早上刚刚写好。
When I going for a walk.
早上去散步的时候。
During walking, then.
在散步的过程中。
Yeah.Now, so before the telling the story, if some
好，在讲故事之前啊，那关于我们刚才讲到的端午节庆，大家有没有什么问题？